Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with a community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Mitzi.
And Maddie.
We both attend Laytonville High School. Laytonville has a population of slightly less than 1,300 people in the Long Valley. In the areas surrounding the town, there are maybe another 1,000 residents. Many people live on parcels of land larger than an acre. This is very much a rural area. The closest larger city is Willits, about 25 miles to the south, and there's Ukiah, the county seat, about 45 miles south. Highway 101 runs through the middle of the town.
Our town has one large market that has food, clothing, and hardware, one small natural food store, and one small food store. There is one gas station, a few cafes, a health center, and three nursery supply stores. There are no franchise stores or fast food outlets, no movie theaters, no bowling alleys. Our high school has about 130 students, with the majority having gone to Laytonville Elementary School. Most students have known each other since first grade. In small communities like ours, there is a sense of familiarity among all the residents. There is a feeling that everyone knows everyone else. Most people make eye contact and we recognize that we are a community, like an extended family. This has many positive and some negative aspects. Our high school is small and the student-to-teacher ratio is very good. Teachers are able to spend some one-on-one time with the students. We know our teachers and they know us. They will help us with our studies and personal lives as well. Many parents and community members are involved in educational and social activities. There are cliques in the school, but there are no gangs in the school or community.
Most students have close friends for support and know that they could also reach out in the community in times of need. As idyllic as that sounds, there are some drawbacks to life in a small community. The school lacks the resources to offer some electives that larger schools have. There are a limited number of advanced placement classes at the high school. Not all possible sports teams are available. Larger schools, especially Ukiah High School, have many classes and subjects we do not have the staff for. For entertainment, we pretty much have to drive a distance, 20 to 40 miles, to do things that the youth on TV do. Go to the movies, go bowling, hang out in the mall, or eat fast food. The school and Laytonville Healthy Start do offer dances and other events for young people, but the stuff we see on television seems more glamorous and exciting. Laytonville has a reputation for being a marijuana-growing area, and we all know that that is true. It is frustrating that everyone assumes that if you are from Laytonville, then your family must be involved in the industry, and that at some point, you will put on camo and pick up the shovel. For a certain percentage of youth here, that has been a reality. For the majority, however, it is not. And given the changing market and legal conditions, it is possible that the marijuana industry will fade considerably in the next decade. Some students going off to college have felt stigmatized by Mendocino County's reputation.
Another drawback to growing up in a small community is that going off to college or a bigger city to work is disorienting. People move faster and are less friendly and do not seem like an extended family. It is easy to experience homesickness and alienation when leaving here. Some people fail to reach their full educational potential because they are uncomfortable living outside the community that nurtured them through their youth. They return home and develop with the limited resources here. To some extent, online education is helping with this gap. Another problem with small rural towns was summed up in a Gene Pitney song. It isn't very pretty what a town without pity can do. Small towns are places where gossip can spread quickly and thoroughly. Families can be judged on the basis of one member's actions, sometimes from generations past. People are less likely to forget others' misdeeds when they are always seeing the same people. So our topic for today is growing up in an isolated community. We want to discuss our experiences of coming of age in Laytonville. We will talk about the pros and cons of our locality and how we think it could improve. We know that many of you live in similar situations, and we will want to hear about your experiences and insights in about 30 minutes. We are in the Willett studio, and the phone number will be 707-456-9991. We will open those phones in about 30 minutes. Mitzi, let's begin by talking about the positive attributes of growing up in Laytonville.
Well, for me, I feel like growing up in a small town like Laytonville has really made you appreciate community, and you have better relationships with pretty much everyone around you. So I've went to school with the same group of kids since kindergarten, and the relationships we have now are much closer, and they'll last longer than relationships would if we were in a bigger school and not constantly with each other.
I agree. Growing up with the same kids from kindergarten, it's really nice to have those friends with you growing up, because they're more like your brothers and sisters, and it's a good feeling when you have those people.
And our school is so small that our teachers have more time, and I feel that our teachers care a lot more than bigger schools. I mean, we just have to ask them for tutoring, and practically every day they'll just stay after school and spend hours like with one-on-one tutoring, which I feel you can't really get in a big school.
Yeah, if we were in this huge city and this huge school, the teachers wouldn't know, like, the teachers here, they know your handwriting, they know how kids are, they know how each person is, and they understand, like, it's like how your parents know you, and they know how you act and stuff, but your teachers actually do too, and they know that some people might not turn in their homework, so they have to get on those people a little bit more.
Living in a small town, the people around you just really care a lot more, and I feel like, I mean, you can really rely, you don't have only your family to rely on, because growing up in Laytonville and Branscombe, you kind of have more than one family. It's pretty much almost all the families in the community are your family. So if you can't get help from your own direct family, you always have other people and other adults that can help.
I have lots of close family friends that I trust in the community, and it does feel like an extended family, because I know if I was in a time of need, I could call one of those close family friends, and I would feel safe with, like, knowing that I trust them, and I've known them my whole life, and they're like uncles and aunts to me.
And our school is very accepting of pretty much any type of person. I think it might be because of its size, since we only have about 130 kids in our school. We don't really have, I mean, we have, you have your certain group of friends, but we don't really have cliques that are, that exclude you from hanging out with each other. It feels like there's not really any animosity in our school, and it's kind of like you can, if your best friend isn't at school that day, it's not like you're going to be alone. Like, you always have friends with you.
It's more like some people act a certain way, and I usually, during school, migrate to everyone because I get along with everyone, so I just kind of hang out with everyone, and everyone likes me, I think. I don't know, I just like everyone, so.
And when we were little, we, instead of sitting inside and playing, like, video games, like, Maddie and I would go outside and build forts in the woods, and I think
and
it
get poison oak.
Yeah, and I think it really, it like broadened our imagination as kids because instead of being like brainwashed by violent video games, we were like doing hands-on projects, and I think it really like helps you grow as a kid when you like you entertain yourself rather than have like TV entertain you.
We made up games. We played outside, we went on the trampoline, we had fun outside, and we felt safe, like, it's safe to be in our neighborhood, and I think just walking around in town, I feel safe because I know almost everyone. I mean, if I don't see a familiar face, I'm pretty sure they don't live in town in Laytonville, they probably live up on Spyrock or Bell Springs.
And you definitely feel a lot safer. Like at night in the city, even if I grew up in the city, I don't think I'd feel comfortable just walking around with my friends, like once it got dark. But in town, I feel like no matter what time it is, there's always going to be someone who can like protect you just because you know everyone. You know where everyone lives. It's not like you, if you're far from home, it's not like you have to run home to be safe. You can always go somewhere else.
And not having a bowling alley or not having movie theater, or a shopping mall close by, you have to drive a long distance to go do those activities. And it is disappointing because if you live in Willits, you can just walk to the movie theater, but you have to drive, and it costs money to cost gas money, it costs money to watch the movie, and then it costs more gas money to drive back to Laytonville. And since Willits and Ukiah and most schools have a ski week during school, they have a full week break, and they can go somewhere out of state and stay somewhere and do other activities. But when you live in Laytonville, even if you had, or if when we have 3-day weekends, you have to it takes a day to drive somewhere, then you stay the night, you do whatever activity, and then you have to drive back and go back to school. So it's hard living here just because most like big resources are far off.
And also, our town has no fast food restaurants. Food is locally grown, meat is locally grown or what?
The meat that they sell in Geiger's Market.
Yeah, and it's a lot healthier. I mean, not having fast food right, like, in front of you helps you. I mean, it's not as tempting to eat it, and that's a plus, I think.
What about some cons about living?
The whole distance thing is definitely not easy. I mean, just if, I mean... Yeah, to just see a movie, it's a 30-minute drive, and then it's like an hour round trip, and it's hard. I mean, but I think it has its plus too. I mean, it kind of saves you money. If you're so close to a movie theater, like, you'd go and watch a movie so easily, and that's like $10. But I mean, living in Laytonville, you kind of do with what you have. So if you don't have a movie theater, you just find something else to do.
I know that a lot of older kids that graduate Laytonville High School and go to college, and they have a hard time with the expenses, and they get very homesick, and they come back to Laytonville. I just worry about those people for the future, because I want them to have the best education as they can and like get out of Laytonville just to experience life in a different place and get all their jitters out and grow up like in a bigger place with more opportunities and see what they want to do for the future. But a lot of kids come back to Laytonville and not get stuck here, but they choose to live here without as many resources.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, when you grow up in a community that's so, it's so homey, being, like, around, it's like home, so you don't really feel as comfortable leaving. And so once you go, I mean, a lot of kids might go to college and feel so out of place just because you've grown up with the same group of people, you know everybody, and then you leave and have to almost completely start over. And I think it's scary probably. And a lot of kids come back and, like Maddie said, they have a choice, but I think they'd rather be here with people they know.
And they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be very homesick when I leave Laytonville because all of my friends I've grown up with forever, and I don't want to leave them. And I'm just going to be very homesick, not only from my home where I live in Laytonville, but all of my family friends. I will miss that so much.
And it's hard not having as many opportunities at our school because we are given a few AP classes, but we definitely don't have as many as bigger schools. And, although the education we get here is just as great as anywhere, it's not really disappointing, but it's hard when we don't have as many classes as other schools, but we still have to compete against these same students for places in college, and it's just harder sometimes.
And growing up in a small, going to school in a small school and growing up in a small town, there are reputations that could potentially be judged. Like, you could be judged differently just by one thing you do, and then everyone knows about it, and it's just scary that one of your actions could lose your reputation if it's a good one.
And also, a downside to having everyone know you is that since everyone knows you, they always watch. It seems like there's always someone watching you.
There's eyes
everywhere. Yeah. So it's not, if you do something bad, it's going to get around to everyone. And, that could keep you out of trouble, or it could get you in even more trouble. So there's pluses and minuses to everything. And, but going back to AP classes, it's, if you can take AP classes in high school and then when you go into college, it can count as, it counts as part of your credits. So, it saves you money and it saves you time. But, and also our school doesn't have as many sports. It doesn't offer as many sports as other schools. We had middle school soccer, but going into high school, we don't have a soccer team. We don't have, swimming sports at all. And, we haven't grown up with those, so we don't really know what we're missing. But I do know that, if we only have the basic sports, but it would be nice to have more.
Yeah, and also with having more sports with a small school, students, it's hard to get a team together because there's not a lot of students that are interested in, say, this specific sport. For example, this year we almost didn't have a softball team because we couldn't get enough girls to come out. And then there were people going to track and field, but since there's two sports going on at the same time, it's hard to fill both teams. It's hard to get both teams completed and have an actual season.
And since Mendocino County is known for its marijuana and pot industry, it can be really frustrating when you leave the county or leave town and someone asks you where you're from and you say Mendocino County and they automatically assume that you're a stoner or you grow pot. And it's stereotypical, and it is frustrating at times.
Yes.
And like living in a small community, their secrets, I mean, secrets aren't always kept, and I don't know, it's hard to, I mean, things just get around very easily.
To family, friends even, and then your family, and then you could get in trouble very easily.
And it's hard, I mean, when I think a lot of students get, it's like, since the marijuana industry is, it's not easy, but it is a source of income, and it's easier, I mean, a lot of students think that, or just tell themselves that they'll take a couple years off of school after they graduate from high school, and they decide, I mean, and then they'll just say they'll go to college in a couple years after they make some money, and that doesn't always work, and it, I think we've, our community has kind of, not maybe even our community, but the county has kind of kept a lot of students from really expanding their knowledge and going off to college, because it is an easier source of income than other than some other jobs.
Another pro, having community involvement and support is very helpful, and we give so many thanks to so many, to our community for helping us, supporting us in school with a mock trial team, and with the success of our mock trial team and going to see the trials and competitions, and also with all of our fundraisers at the school for all of our great, like, classes and grades and clubs. We've had so many bake sales in front of, in town, and our community helps. They have contributed thousands of dollars for our school, and it's very helpful, and it's worth, we thank you for that, because without you guys, without your support, our school wouldn't be going on field trips, we wouldn't be, like, doing any of the activities we do at school and out of school with our clubs.
And when our schools, yeah, for bake sales, and our entire like community comes out for events like sports games and graduation and homecoming, like, we have so much support from everyone that, I mean, during homecoming we have our alumni go up on the stage and sing the like our school like motto, and it's nice seeing how many people, like, and we know everybody, so it's like we see our family friends that graduated from the same school that we're going to, and it's nice seeing them up on the stage, like, supporting our community, and I don't think you really get that in a big city. Like, you don't see this sense of community, a community that, and everyone stays, like, everyone that's still here that is now like raising their children in the same school, and it's like generation after generation.
I was just talking to a teacher from Laytonville High School, and we were at the there was a fashion show that was put on in Laytonville at Laytonville High School, and the teacher was telling me that she was very impressed at how many community members were there and were donating money and watching the fashion show, and she said, it really shows you how cool of a town and how supportive of a town Laytonville is, because of how many people are coming out in the horrible weather, the pouring down rain, just to support our school and check out, like, see what's going on at the high school. It was really nice to hear that, because I think that Laytonville is a really cool town too, and I love the people there, so it was nice to hear that she thought the same way.
And I mean, our school doesn't really have, or it doesn't have, gangs, and it's a lot, I mean, I feel that our school's a lot safer and our community's a lot safer than because of, not only because of its size, but because of the people in it. I mean, you can't, I mean, you go to, like, Santa Rosa, maybe, and it's, you see totally different people. It's not as friendly as of an environment. And, like, in town, you see someone you know, like, every minute or two, and it's, like, someone's always smiling, and it's nice to see that.
When I bring friends here to stay with me from out of town, say we go to the store and I'm saying hi to everyone. How are you? Hi to everyone. And they tell me, they're like, whoa, how do you know everyone? That's so weird. And it's nice to have that feeling, community.
We're going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 707-456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth and the listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about growing up in an isolated community. Did you grow up in a small community, or have you raised children in one? What were the benefits that you made that made you feel fortunate to be away from the urban areas? Did you feel that you missed out on being far away from the action? What specific opportunities do you wish were available to the youth of rural Mendocino County? If you grew up in an urban area and moved here as an adult, do you ever wish that you could have grown up here? Was part of the reason you moved here so that you could raise your children in a better way? If you moved here to raise children, how has that worked out? Have they been happy, healthy, and have the options that you all wanted?
Have you or your children experienced any negative effects from growing up in in small towns? Do you have insights about how to deal with the limitations? Are you involved in creating opportunities for youth? It could be events or helping out at schools. Let us know about it. What kind of future is there in Mendocino County to draw back the students who leave for college? Do you feel that it is healthier to live in small communities? The phone number is 707-456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio, or we will get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of this discussion. We would really like to hear from you.
And living in a small town, I mean, our parents tell their friends about the radio show, and you get a lot of support from community members, and even our teachers, I know a lot of them, like, know that if they know that our schools has the radio show this month, a lot of them, like, listen to support us, and
Sometimes I recognize voices.
Yeah.
When they call in. It's pretty cool.
College is definitely, like, we work to go to college, but it's so different from, I mean, the way that we are used to, and it's so far away that it's hard when you leave and you don't have the support that you're used to.
There is a Mendocino College in Ukiah, and most kids who live here, I mean, some of them go there, but some of them think it's too close to home, but then go somewhere else and come back and end up going to Mendocino, and because it is closer, I don't want to be that far away from home. I think Mendocino College would be better for me to be closer. I know that if you lived in a big city and you went to a college, you would still have that big city feeling and it would be familiar to you. But for us, living in a small town and going to a big city, I know that I don't like cities very much. I wouldn't want to live in one. So that's why I'm scared when I go to college, because I'm going to be very homesick from the small community that I'm so used to.
And our school has a college club, and we raise money to go visit college. Like, we have a group of students that raise money, and we go and visit colleges. And, I mean, all of us have, of course, been to the city before, but it's nice to have, I mean, you visit colleges, and you kind of see what kind of life college students live, and it not necessarily prepares you for what's after high school, but it definitely kind of shows you how life can, like, how it might be when you leave. And also at our school, we are given the opportunity to take classes from Mendocino County, Mendocino College. And that is kind of a replacement from AP classes, because, our school can't necessarily provide everything for us, but we do have other options around us.
Give us a call and join the discussion at 456-9991. Please?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi there. I understand, I'm guessing that you've had the opportunity to travel some or get out of your small town. What could kids in your small town who don't have the means, who don't have parents, who have even, vehicles that could run them down to the Bay Area or other places, what are their prospects, in your opinion? And I'll take your comments off the air. Thanks.
Thank you. That is a problem when we live so far away from practically anything, and a lot of people don't have the resources to take them out of, our small town. But there are community members that, and I think that is why our school provides like a college club and has other field trips that take us out of our community and out of just the rural area and takes us to bigger cities and kind of gives us a insight on how life might be for us if we decide to move out. And that is, it is a problem. It's a problem for anyone living so far away from any city.
It is tough if... If someone has grown up without being fortunate enough to get out of Laytonville or out of California to visit other places, it's hard for when they leave, they don't know about it. It's cool and it's new, but to see other places and how they are, it's nice. I feel very fortunate to be able to travel and see other places and get that city feeling. But I really feel like having college club at the school gives us opportunities to go out and visit if we personally aren't able to, or our parents aren't able to take us there.
And also, it's when you leave, for me, when I leave and go to a busy city, I'm almost wanting to go home, go back to Laytonville. And I won't necessarily move back to, maybe I don't know what I'll do after college, but it's nice having a quiet place you can go to call home. It's even, I'm not even in Laytonville, and it's so it's so rural where I am. But I still love it because it's your own little world, and if you want to be alone, it's not like you're constantly surrounded by people. And I've been fortunate enough to visit China and visit my family over there, and it's completely different from Branscombe and Laytonville. You're always surrounded by people that you have, you don't know anybody besides your family, and I kind of feel more alone in a busy city than I do in Laytonville, even though there's thousands more people around me. It's just because you don't have that sense of community. You don't have someone looking out for you 24/7, and it's not a bad thing that you don't have people. You kind of learn to take care of yourself, but it's kind of scary when you the only person that you can really rely on is yourself. Of course your family, but it's different from Laytonville. Maddie, how do you feel when you I mean, you've traveled. Like, how does it feel to get back home?
After about a week and a half of being away from home, I'm ready to go home. And even if I'm with my family or with family out of state, I miss home and the people at home. And I know it's going to be very hard for me in college because after 2 weeks, I'm going to be so homesick. And I feel for anyone who leaves here to go to college. And I'm looking forward to going to college because it'll be a new experience and it'll be fun and I'll be able to, have the experience of leaving here and how college is so much different than high school and getting that experience, but I know that it will be very hard.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling regarding what I'm listening to on the radio station.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and I just wanted to make a comment about Laytonville, if I might.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I became familiar with Laytonville probably about 25 years ago when my son moved up here and from a bigger area down in Sonoma County. And I thought that he was just moving out into the wilderness. But as it turns out, he is in one beautiful community in Laytonville with so many wonderful people. And it is always a real pleasure coming up here to visit my family. So,
I love seeing you too, Papa Howie. I love seeing you too, Papa Howie.
Oh, you recognize my voice.
Of course I did.
Well, anyway, honey, what I said is what I mean there. I love Laytonville, so, and I'd love seeing you all and all your friends. I won't tie up your line, but I don't just give you a jingle.
And what's different about Laytonville from where you live? What's the main difference?
Well, quieter pace, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I now live in a small community, Penn Valley, but it's a beautiful area over here as far as all the redwood coast, the coastal area, trees and all that, and the activities that you have up here around 4-H and down at the, you're going to have to help me what it's called down there at the park. What do you call the park down there?
Harwood Park?
The rodeo?
The rodeo?
Have the rodeos and that type of thing. And it's just a fun place to come because there's always something fun happening up here, whether it be on the ranch or be out and about. So
thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Anyway, we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And our school, because of its size, we're able to take, whole school field trips. And a few years ago, we were able to go to, the King Tut Museum when it was in San Francisco. And it's nice that I'm sure the other schools take field trips, but it's nice that we have, our school staff really works hard on finding things for us to do. I mean, our clubs and different classes have taken so many field trips, and it takes a lot of planning, it takes a lot of fundraising, and our community is supportive of that, and so it's when you don't have the resources to, get out of Laytonville yourself, you always have other people that help, and it's very nice. I don't know exactly.
And having 4-H in Laytonville, it really keeps, it's something to do, it's an activity, and a lot of people, or some people from the high school are in it with me, and get involved with animals and presentation day and the fair, and you really, you meet a lot of people from out of town, and it, you get, 4-H is like another community, so being in a small town and then being involved in 4-H, it's like being in another, it's like having two communities for yourself. And people in my school, they're like, oh my gosh, how do you know so many people? Like, you know, you have so many friends from out of town. I don't know anyone. I just know everyone here. And it helps to know other people, everyone out, everywhere else. So you can learn, you can learn like communication skills, and you can meet other people. So when you go to college, it's not as hard to meet new people and get more contacts and so on.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm from Cloverdale, and I just did career day at the Cloverdale High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, Cloverdale does not have a mock trial program, and I was wondering if you guys could tell me a little bit about how Cloverdale could get a mock trial program in their school.
Well, I know for Laytonville, for our county, Carolyn Brown, she organizes the entire thing, and I'm not really sure, actually, how you would. I think that if you have, you need a certain amount, number of students in order to form a team. But because it's a different county, I'm not sure, like, how you would even, I don't know who you would talk to.
Okay,
but,
well, I appreciate that. Maybe I could contact Laytonville School and speak with Carolyn Brown.
Yeah, no, yeah, if she actually works court, I don't know if she works with the courthouse, but she works in Ukiah, I'm sure, I think. She.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Aunt Tina.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
For our mock trial team, I know that we have so many community members that are interested in it, and even when our mock trial team recently went to state, I think last weekend, we even had a community member that his son was no longer in mock trial, but he donated his own time to drive our team down and watched the trials with us in Sacramento, and it really shows a dedicated sense of community when a community member will spend his time, even when his direct family is not even involved in it. And also, we had a lot of donations from our community to fund our trip to Sacramento, the different stores and organizations throughout the community really chipped in and helped us raise the money.
Give us a call and join the discussion at 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you.
Maddie, for 4-H, do you have to raise money? I mean, how does the community chip in with 4-H?
Well, I know that 2 years ago, I believe, we, as Long Valley 4-H, we hosted County Presentation Day, and we had that in Laytonville, and we had community members as judges for each room. So the community people working at the school were being judges and judging the presentations in each room, and it was helpful, and they do help a lot.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Is this Maddie?
Yes.
Hi, Maddie. I wanted to call and tell you a little bit about Laytonville, and you probably don't know this because you were very young. So I'm going to brag a little bit here about our community also.
Okay.
About 20-some years ago, our children started going to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And all of Mendocino County, actually, Ukiah, and some of the other areas were going. But we were only going to send, the school would only send the student body, which meant only the president and the and in the class got to go from the freshmen up to the seniors. Well, our booster club decided that shouldn't be. So we wanted to send the whole student body, the treasurer, everyone from the freshmen clear up to the senior class. So as a community, they all went together and helped us fundraise that. So we sent like almost a busload down to San Francisco to catch the plane. And when our kids got there, they were represented well. In fact, my son and my daughter both went, and my son, he was a student body president, and they loved it. The kids came back, and they had a beautiful time. And I, unfortunately, have lived here all my life, so I can tell you, Laytonville is a fine place to raise your kids, and I think it's a fine thing what you girls are doing today. So keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you, Sissy.
Thank you. All right. See you later, kids.
Bye.
Bye.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I like your program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think being homesick, there's been so many people, especially with college costs so expensive now, that can't go to college. It's part of maybe like dues you have to pay to, you know, to, if you're going to go away to college. And I recently put a petition up at change.org to petition Congress to stop the college tuition hikes. So if people want to help other people get into college and go through homesickness and whatever you need to do to get a degree, you can go there and sign the petition, and maybe we can get tuition to stop going up and up and up, because it's just getting unaffordable for millions of kids.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I agree.
So I think, you know, it's a blessing to be able to get a higher education, and so, you know, I went to college and was homesick too, but I think it's important to stick through it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yes. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I agree with what the last caller said about tuition being so expensive these days. Kids are finding it very hard to be able to go to the college that they wish to go to because it costs so much money. And even California schools now are, and out-of-state schools are lowering their tuition because your school in-state in California is so expensive. It's practically the same thing to go out-of-state, and it's pretty ridiculous.
Again, the number is 456-9991. Please call in. We'd really like to hear from you. I mean, the last caller mentioned a petition you could sign to lower the, or stop the rise of college tuition. And that would, I mean, it's really helpful to, because, I mean, there's students out there that really want the opportunity to go to college, but they're unable to because of tuition and other things. And it's, it's sad when you are given the opportunity, but you can't take it because other things are stopping you from having the opportunity. The caller before last was talking about the Washington, D.C. trip that it's called our Senior Experience Trip, and a group of our seniors are given them the opportunity to raise money, and the trip alternates between, I think, Boston and Washington, D.C., and it's a really good experience for our seniors, I think, because, they're given the opportunity to visit either our nation's capital or I mean, Boston, I think they've went to Boston, I'm not sure, but...
2 years ago?
Yeah, and I think that's a really, I mean, that's a really good, cool thing that our school does.
And Mitzi, what do you think it would be like if we had to pay to go to high school? And then pay for college?
It'd definitely be a lot harder. I mean, like, private high schools or, I think they're called private high schools that...
Private schools, like yeah, when private we schools. Went to the playoff basketball game,
yeah,
to Bentley Upper High School, that was just.
The schools are so much bigger. So much. I mean, they have their gyms are. I mean, our gym is really nice, but, you can just see the difference in the schools, and I don't know. I mean, I'm really happy with our school. I think it's possibly one of the best schools in our area because of our teachers. And how much time and effort they put into their students, but it would be hard when already so many people are worried about college. If you have to worry about another 4 years of before even college, you have to worry about 4 years of high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's stressful.
What about people at school who don't get along or? And there's some people who get picked on, but they have to see the same people every day, and there's not a lot of people there, so...
Yeah.
Having a good reputation and not... I don't know, like...
I remember you mentioned something earlier when you're around the same people every day, it's kind of hard to... I mean, if you have a problem with someone, it's hard to get over that problem because you have to see the same people every day. It's kind of like you have to hang out with the same people every day just because our school is so small. And, I have friends in SoCal that barely even know half the people in their schools. And they're surprised when I'm like, oh, I'm almost like our entire school's friends with each other. And you can't really escape from anyone if you really want to.
I talk to people that I know in bigger cities and like, how many people go to your school? Oh, about 130. What? That's like...
It's like half.
That's like my class. That's like my sophomore class.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a difference, and I wish I could bring them to my school to just experience what it's like, because they don't know what it's like. It's like, it's so nice to go to a small school because of the teachers and
I really
the students.
Like it.
Me too.
I'm kind of hoping that when I have kids, I can have a school like Laytonville to bring them to, because... I feel like I've gotten much more out of high school than other people have. I feel comfortable in our school, and it's not the teachers definitely help. I mean, when you don't understand something, it's in bigger schools, it's almost like college. It's like, it's really impersonal, and it's almost hard to ask a question, and your teachers might not even know you by name, but in our school, like Maddie said, they recognize your handwriting. I mean, if you forget to put your name on an assignment, it's almost like, oh, this is Maddie's work. Mm-hmm. And they'll like put your name on it for you. And I think it's really helpful. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I was just calling in about the segment here that you had on education, and I actually just moved here about how many months has it been? Three? About 3 months back in December with my two kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I can't wait till they can go back to school so I can go back to school. And so we've actually experienced they're having a great time. Everyone's so nice, and the doctors, even the doctors,
yeah,
for the kids has been great. And so I just wanted to call in because I moved from Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And so it's been a pretty dramatic change, but...
Yeah, I've been to Fort Worth.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how you... That is a difference.
Yeah. You guys mentioned about paying for high school. I actually pay tuition for high school every month because I was... an advanced program high school.
Wow.
And so, you know, talking about how you have all these different programs going, And actually hearing that you don't have the staff for the AP classes was kind of surprising.
I think that's pretty important. Yeah, we have teachers that are qualified, but our student body is so small that certain classes would probably only have about 5 to 10 kids in it, and I don't think our school can afford that. But I know definitely our teachers are qualified.
I've been trying to get an AP science class together, either AP biology or AP something, and I had to have 10 kids in to sign up that were going to do it, and in order to get that class approved. And so I've been trying to get more people to sign up, because seniors in our high school don't have a science class to take if you took biology, chemistry, and physics already.
Right.
So I mean, I have been trying to get more AP classes, but it is hard with the amount of kids and the amount of teachers and all 7 periods during the day.
Are you hoping to have your kids attend Laytonville High School? I mean, not high school, Laytonville Elementary School?
Not Laytonville specifically, but we're out here on the coast, probably Point Arena or Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to that. I've been looking for an early start program for my son because he's turning 3 years old, and I'm just, you know, wanting to get him out a day or two for a couple hours every afternoon and just get him acquainted with other children his age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they're in school, my daughter's 2, so she's pretty close behind him. I was planning on looking for an online program to start off with and eventually go back to school, hopefully full time.
Yeah, that's nice, because you can have your kids at a nice school that you know that it's small enough and the teachers are trustworthy and
safe.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm looking forward to that, actually. We've met a lot of great people out here that have the resources and just so many great people out here to help us along the way. So I just wanted to call in and mention that to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you guys have a great day.
You too.
And that is all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Mitzi.
And Maddie.
Thanks to our callers. One of the purposes of the show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willett Studio. Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with the Safe Schools, Healthy Students Bronco Project, building resiliency opportunities for the North County. For more information about the Bronco program, please call Pat Sanborn at 459-5314 or email at psanborn@mco.us.
Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California, 95490, or through website www.youthspeaksout.net, which is being set up again, so you might not be able to get on there for a little while. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs in streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who...